The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Levy. When David Ferrier came across the world of competitive endurance tickling, he thought he had found one of the most unique sports out there. But it only got more bizarre from there. The film Tickled chronicles Ferrier's investigation, along with his co-director Dylan Reeve, into this strange, shadowy world. KBIA's Ronnie Davis talked with Ferrier about how he stumbled across this unique world.
I was looking for a story, and I came across this thing called competitive endurance tickling. And it was the sport that took place in Los Angeles once a month, and fit young men would get flown from all around the world once a month to take part in this tickling contest. And, you know, the pay was really good. You could get, $2,000. You get put up in a really nice hotel. You get flown over to Los Angeles. And all you need to do is be tickled on camera. And I was like, oh my God, this story is amazing. This is the craziest sport I've ever heard of. And so I reached out to the organizers. And the response I got back from their PR person on Facebook, just on their public wall, was, you know, go away. You know, we don't want to do a story with you. And I thought that's quite weird because, you know, I'm just sort of inquiring about this thing. And we sort of went back and forth and these emails got really weird and they was like really aggressive towards me. And so I thought there's got to be something more to this tickling competition. So the whole documentary is just about me and my friend Dylan traveling to Los Angeles and sort of going, hey, what is competitive endurance tickling? And we went down a rabbit hole that was just way crazier than I think either of us expected.
So could you kind of give me an example of something that kind of caught your eye or caught your attention or just something that was very unexpected that happened once you got to Los Angeles?
Totally. I mean, one of the really unexpected things is that we found out pretty early on that, you know, this tickling competition wasn't a sport, but they seem to be kind of fetish videos. And so we found out that there's this whole big group of people out there that love watching tickling, and it's like a sexual thing for them. And so that was a really big surprise.
Right. So you said, I guess, a few times now that there were lawyers involved and things like that. So was it pretty difficult to, I guess, get this story out there?
There was an attorney hired in New York and an attorney in New Zealand where I live. So that became quite difficult because, you know, we were trying to make this documentary, but then at the same time, we're having to deal with these, you know, screeds of legal letters that were coming in. So
okay, what do you hope that the average viewer will take away from your film?
I think the average viewer, when they watch Tickled, will probably come away realizing and learning, I suppose, for one thing, about what a crazy world tickling is. But also, I think, just to be super aware on the internet that things aren't as, you know, things aren't necessarily as they seem to be. And I know, you know, like everyone says that already. But, you know, what I learned from this documentary is that I think we're pretty naive in a lot of ways to just trusting a lot of things that we come across online.
That was David Ferrier talking about his film Tickled with KBIA's Ronnie Davis. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, go to KBIA.org and search True False. I'm Ryan Levy.